欢迎来到卡尔课堂 I'm Jessica。 如果你现在想要100万，我相信很多人呢会想出很多办法来挣到这100万。但是今天我们要听的这个故事呢很传奇啊，这个人呢只通过一场演讲就拿到了100万。这个故事呢讲述的是著名的伊利诺理工学院的前身。在完整听这个故事之前呢，有几个单词需要提前学习一下。第一个读作 malpractice，有玩忽职守或者失职的行为的意思。在文章当中，一个年轻人因为看不惯大学教育制度当中的弊端呢，所以他给校长提建议，说自己有一些新的想法，但是校长并没有接受和采纳。 Malpractice 出现在这个句子当中。 About how to improve university education system malpractice。 第二个单词读作 eliminate， 它指的是消除的意思。第二个单词读作 eliminate，指的是消除、排除的意思。因为这个校长不同意，所以呢这个年轻人就决定了，要不然我还是自己开个学校吧，这样呢就可以消除这些弊端了。 To eliminate these drawbacks 就出现在这里。但想要自己开学校谈何容易，他需要启动资金100万。他想了又想啊，别人都嘲笑他说，你怎么可能得到100万呢？这不是天上掉馅饼吗？但是呢他想了很久，最后呢在做了一场演讲之后呢，成功筹到了这100万。接下来呢我们就来听一下这个非常了不起的故事和非常了不起的人。
How to have $1 million. A young man pursued studies at the university. One day, he proposed to the president some suggestions about how to improve university education system malpracticeHis opinion was not accepted by the president, so he decided to run the university independently and eliminate these drawbacks. To run the school would require at least $1 million. Where would he find so much money? Every day, he was in the bedroom thinking hard how to get $1 million. His classmates thought he was crazy, dreaming the money would fall from the sky. But the young man didn't think so.Firmly believing that he would raise the money. Finally, one day he thought out a way. He called the newspaper that tomorrow he will hold lecture titled, If I Have $1 Million. The next day, the speech attracted many business people. In presence of the audience and many successful people, he spoke out his idea. At last, after the speech, a businessman called Philip Armour stood up and said,Young man, you spoke so well. I decided to invest $1 million, as you said. Thus, with the money, the young man ran Armour Polytechnic Institute, which is now the predecessor of famous Illinois Polytechnic Institute. This young man was the philosopher and educator Gonzalez widely loved and esteemed leader.